Afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. B. Wayne is going to start the program today, W-A-I-N vocalist. I first heard her with Artie Shaw's band and then on some Larry Clinton records. And she, in 1941, had her own band for a short time, and I brought three sides from that time for Victor Records for your listening enjoyment. B. Wayne.
Perhaps you wonder how I feel about your sudden change. I thought at last this was real, but since you're acting so strange, do I worry? 'Cause you're stepping out. Do I worry? 'Cause you've got me in doubt. Though your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazine? Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry You can bet your life I do. Do I worry when your old flame calls? Do I worry if Niagara falls? Though you're treating me like dirt, do you think I give a snap? Are my feelings really hurt when you're in somebody's lap? Am I curious when the gossip flies? Am I furious about your little white lies? And when all our evenings end, 'cause you've got a sick friend who needs you, do I worry? Yes, I do worry over you. Do I worry? Oh, you know darn well that I do. Can depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can count on me. I wish you success and loads of happiness, but I must confess I'll be lonely. If you need a friend, I'm yours to the end, and you can depend on me. Though you say we're through, I will always be in love with you. Depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you can depend on me. You know the woods are full of dames trying to trap some boy, and you're the real McCoy, little Lord Fauntleroy. Take a look at how they hold a powwow, take a listen to the sigh. Take a look at me and you can see I'm jealous with the light green eyes. Mom, hand me my fowl and peace, I'll police those charms. Then I'll say peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo to you in my arms. Thank you. peekaboo, peekaboo, walking in a danger zone. Don't you know the woods are full of dames trying to trap some boy? And you are the real McCoy, little Lord Fauntleroy. If they should attack, I'll hold them back. I'll cut them to the proper size. Take a look at me and you can see I'm jealous with the light green eyes. Mama, hand me my blunderbuss. They won't muss those charms. Peek-a-boo to you, peek-a-boo to you in my arms.
B. Wayne and her orchestra, 1941, for Victor. Do I Worry, written by Stanley Cowan and Bobby Wirth. You Can Depend on Me by Earl Hines and his vocalist, Thelma Carpenter. And Peekaboo to You, a rare one, for lyricist Johnny Mercer with Carl Sigman and Joe Meyer. B. Wayne, 1941. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, offering professionals a 21-month work-compatible program. Information receptions February 16th in Kirkland and February 17th in Seattle. Registration at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Some Jelly Roll Morton now, coming in as a request from Eddie, a longtime listener up in Seattle. Jelly Roll Morton's Jazz Man record of 1938, two compositions by him, Creepy Feeling and Finger Buster.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton, 1938 for Jazz Man Records, and a request for Eddie in Seattle. Two by Morton, Creepy Feeling and Finger Buster. The last one, I'm sure, was used in cutting contests, in the sense of piano players. Who's the best in town, Morton would ask, and they'd tell him, and he'd go hear him, and then he'd play Finger Buster, and that'd be the end of that. Jelly Roll Morton. Jimmy Lunsford now had a band from the late 20s until 1947 when he died at Seaside, Oregon. Band was playing there. The band carried on, but not very long, actually. That happened with Count Basie's band. Certainly happened with Mercer Ellington, continuing after his father died. 1934, we will hear Stomp It Off on Decca Records by Lunsford's band. Cy Oliver, the arranger and composer of this. Tommy Stevenson takes the trumpet solo, Joe Thomas the tenor, muted trumpet by Cy Oliver, and Willie Smith on alto. Cy Oliver and His Orchestra, 1934 for Decca Records, and Stomp It Off, arranged and written by Cy Oliver, Tommy Stevenson's trumpet work, Joe Thomas tenor, Oliver's muted trumpet, and Willie Smith's alto. The same time, same record, flip side, probably Cy Oliver's biggest hit with Lunsford. It's called Dream of You. Eddie Moran assisted in this. Oliver plays the muted trumpet again. Russell Bowles, trombone. And Oliver gets a chance to sing for you his composition, Dream of You. Jimmy Lunsford and his band, and, 1934 for Decca Records. Dream of You, written by Cy Oliver and Eddie Moran, and arranged by Oliver, and sung by him for you. He also played the muted trumpet and Russell Bowles on trombone. It's a beautiful band. And they did a lot, I think 1929 to 1947, plus a little bit after that. And as I've said many times, if you hear something on this program and you like it and appeals to you, not somebody else, just you, then go get it. You know, collect them. Makes a difference, I think, because it's about you. Now, I want to chase Dream of You. This record is Continental 78 from 1945, and depending on which discography you look at, it could be run by the pianist Clyde Hart or the trombonist and vocalist Tommy Young. On the record, it says James Trummy Young's All-Stars, so we'll go with that. Charlie Parker plays the introduction, plays the melody. Dizzy Gillespie plays his trumpet. Trummy Young sings. And Trummy Young, by the way, was playing trombone and singing with Lunsford after the time I just played for you. Don Bias is here to play his tenor. And Clyde Hart, the piano. Mike Bryan on guitar. Al Hall, bass, and Spex Powell on drums. James Trummy Young's All-Stars, 1945, for Continental Records and Dream of You. Rendition of Dream of You, written by Cy Oliver and Eddie Moran, played by James Trummy Young's All-Stars, 1945 for Continental Records, with Trummy Young doing the singing and Charlie Parker alto saxophone, Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, Don Bias tenor, Clyde Hart piano, Mike Bryan guitar, Al Hall bass, Spex Powell on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at Proliance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Proliance Eastside performs the pillar procedure, a 15-minute minimally invasive in-office snoring procedure. A Valentine's gift for everyone in the house, the gift of silence. Info at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Well, I chased Dream of You. That is different bands doing it. I'd like to do the same with Miss Annabel Lee, written by Lou Pollock, Harry Richman, and Sid Clair. Start with Ted Weems and his orchestra, 1927 for Victor, with Parker Gibbs singing. Gibbs plays clarinet and tenor in the band, and Dusty Rhodes singing with him. Dusty Rhodes plays the drums.
Introduce her socially.
My baby.
Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle Lee. Who's kissable, who's lovable,
Miss Annabelle Lee.
Ain't she a pretty baby?
What I would give.
Escorting her,
supporting her,
don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabelle Lee. What makes a fall? She has it all. Just look and you'll see. You ain't telling me a thing, boy. I'm telling you. Who's wonderful? Who's marvelous? Miss Annabelle Lee.
Thank you.
Miss Annabel Lee, heard twice. The first time, Ted Weems and his orchestra, 1927 for Victor Records with Parker Gibbs and Dusty Rhodes singing for you. And then from 1927 to 1937 in Paris for HMV Records, the quintet of the Hot Club of France, and their version of Miss Annabel Lee. Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, guitar, Pierre Ferré, Marcel Bianchi, rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola playing the bass. I'd like to stay with that band. Mystery Pacific might make you think of a train, written by Grappelli and Reinhardt. Body and Soul by Johnny Green, and Chicago by Fred Fisher. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France for HMV Records in Paris, 1937. Mystery Pacific, Body and Soul, and Chicago. Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, guitar, Pierre Ferré, Marcel Bianchi, rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola, string bass, Paris, 1937. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering a UW degree in Tacoma for freshmen, transfers, and graduate students. Learn more about bachelor's and master's degree programs at their open house Thursday, February 18th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Details at tacoma.washington.edu.
Now I'd like to bring in Smith Ballou, vocalist, and his orchestra, 1930, for Columbia Records. If you hear a trumpet player, it's Manny Klein. If you hear a violin, it's Bruce Yantis. Hear a trombone, it's Tommy Dorsey. We will hear two, Nine Little Miles from 1010 Tennessee, written by Al Sherman, Al Lewis, and Con Conrad. And There's Something Missing in Your Eyes by Dave Dreyer.
Waits for me. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little miles from 1010 Tennessee. I got to step, step, step. I got to see someone sweet as she can be. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little miles from 1010 Tennessee. I'm on my way. I'm home to stay. Never more to stray. Got a kiss, kiss, kiss waiting there for me. Will I get it? Yes, sirree. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little miles from 1010 Tennessee. Thank you. lips you still surrender, yet my heart within me cries, for I see there's something missing in your eyes. When you whisper words so tender, I just can't believe their lies, till I see there's something missing in your eyes. Your kisses on caresses are as warm as they used to be, though someone else may share them with me. I'd be loving you forever, never see through your disguise, if there wasn't something missing in your eyes.
I always marvel at the arrangements on the 3-minute side of a 10-inch 78 record, getting all that stuff in there. Smith Ballou singing for you with his orchestra, 1930, Columbia Records, 9 Little Miles from 1010 Tennessee, and There's Something Missing in Your Eyes, and the trumpet work, a little extra special thing there. Manny Klein, the violin extra, Bruce Yantis, and the trombone work, Tommy Dorsey, Smith Ballou and his orchestra. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'd like to chase Yardbird Suite, written by Charlie Parker, and it's an AABA form, that is 8 bars of a melody, 8 bars again of the same melody, a bridge or a release called B, and then back again to the A. There are, as far as I know, there are only 2 takes that Parker did for Dial Records, take 1 and take 4. And 2 and 3 probably got whistled at by him because there was something wrong, and so they did it again. Hollywood, 1946 for Ross Russell's beautiful little Dial Record Company. Charlie Parker Septet, Hollywood. Miles Davis, trumpet. Charlie Parker alto. Lucky Thompson, tenor. Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Arv Garrison guitar, Vic McMillan string bass, and Roy Porter playing the drums. Take 1, take 4 of Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. Yardbird Suite, a composition by Charlie Parker, and played by him and his septet. Not and, just Charlie Parker's septet, because there are only seven. Hollywood, March 1946, for Dial Records, Take One and Take Two. Or four. They only had two. Threw number two and three away, I'm sure. Miles Davis, trumpet, Charlie Parker, alto, Lucky Thompson, that great sound he got on tenor. Dodo Marmarosa, L.A. piano player. Arb Garrison, L.A. guitarist. Vic McMillan, same place, string bass. Roy Porter, L.A. drummer, who would have his own band for a while down there. Now, I wanted to chase Yardbird Suite, and I'm going to. Gil Evans, pianist, arranger, composer. And he'd been doing some work with Claude Thornhill's band, early 40s, and did some of the bop pieces, the early bebop style pieces conceived by Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, and others. And he heard that record, one of those records that I just played for you, and he... in December 1947, did an arrangement of Yardbird Suite for Claude Thornhill, his piano and his orchestra for Columbia Records. Thornhill begins on piano, Lee Konitz, alto, Louis Mucci, trumpet, and Barry Galbraith, guitar. Gil Evans' arrangement. Claude Thornhill, his piano and his orchestra for Columbia Records, 1947, December. An arrangement by Gil Evans of Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. And Thornhill piano and Lee Konitz alto. Louis Mucci on trumpet solo and Barry Galbraith, guitar soloist. Now a leap to 2006 and the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. If you've been listening to the program for several years now, I've been playing bits and pieces out of four CDs that the Dutch Jazz Orchestra did of Billy Strayhorn music. Rare stuff. Stuff not played ever. They got into the library and they asked permission of the estate and did recordings of Strayhorn's brilliant work. Well, their new issue, done in the Netherlands in 2006, does the same of some rediscovered Gil Evans and Jerry Mulligan pieces, and so we're going to hear Yardbird Suite by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, an arrangement not heard before by Gil Evans. Rob Van Bevel on piano solo, Marco Kegel, alto sax, Ruud Bruls on trumpet solo, and Martin Van Eitersen, guitar. The Dutch Jazz Orchestra in the Netherlands, April 2006 for Challenge CDs, and rediscovered Gil Evans' arrangement of Yardbird's Suite by Charlie Parker, with piano solo by Rob Van Bevel, Marco Kegel's alto saxophone solo, Ruud Bruls on trumpet solo, and Martin Van Ittersen on guitar. The Dutch Jazz Orchestra right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Maxey's Ballard Auto Licensing, the local place to buy all new clear 4G wireless broadband service. Open Monday through Saturday until 6 p.m. at 2232 Northwest Market Street. Ballard Auto Licensing and Clear, the local answer for wireless.
As you know, I get lots of calls and emails primarily of requests, and the list, I don't know, is up around 50 now, I suppose. And so many of you out there, I appreciate you corresponding and getting very specific about some stuff. You know, you want to hear certain cuts on a record and so on. And the number of you, I think, is around 18 who have asked for Johnny Hodges, his alto, and his band from September 1955 for Norman Grand's Norgrand label. And I'm happy to bring that to all of you now. When Norman Granz would put on Jazz at the Philharmonic, he would have fast tunes mostly, and quartets and drum contests and all kinds of things. But he always had a time for what was called the ballad medley. Slower tunes, and give the musicians a chance to go through their favorite ballad once. And so Johnny Hodges did that with the Norgrand record I'm going to play for you now. Harry Carney's baritone saxophone will play Whispering. Clark Terry's trumpet, Tenderly. Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet, Don't Take Your Love From Me. Lawrence Brown's trombone, But Not For Me. Billy Strayhorn at the piano, Prelude to a Kiss. Jimmy Woody, string bass, polka dots, and moonbeams. And Hodges on his alto and passion flower. Then they'll all get together and play one Hodges wrote called Scufflin'. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Johnny Hodges and his band for Norgran Records, September 1955. A ballad medley to begin with. Harry Carney played Whispering. Clark Terry Tenderly on his trumpet. Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Don't Take Your Love From Me. Lawrence Brown trombone, But Not For Me. Billy Strayhorn piano, Prelude to a Kiss. Jimmy Wood on string bass, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And Hodges on his alto, Passion Flower. And then they all got together with drummer Sonny Greer and played Hodges' Scufflin'. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sleeping Lady, a Leavenworth Mountain Resort, nestled on the snow-covered banks of Icicle Creek, offering an array of winter packages, including their spa package. Info on winter packages at sleepinglady.com.
And support for KPLU comes from
the Auburn Symphony Orchestra, performing works by French composer César Franck, Saturday and Sunday, February 20th and 21st at the Auburn Performing Arts Center. This three-piece concert features piano soloist Mark Solman. Tickets at auburnsymphony.org.
I'd like to bring in Benny Goodman now to play his clarinet and Jimmy Rolls to assist on the piano, 1947 for Capitol Records, Hoagie Carmichael's Lazy River.
Thank you.
for Capitol Records, 1947 in Hollywood. Benny Goodman clarinet, Jimmy Rolls piano, and Lacey River, written by Hoagy Carmichael. Cliff Edwards now, known better, I suppose, as Ukulele Ike, and even more so as Jiminy Cricket, for those of you that remember Jiminy Cricket. For Pathé Records, 1925. This is a Sammy Fain and Al Dubin composition called Nobody Knows What a Red-Headed Mama Can Do. And Cliff Edwards, also, I should say, great actor, wonderful actor in a lot of films. Maybe I could write him down and tell you about him. Here's Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, Jiminy Cricket, singing, playing his uke. 1925, Nobody Knows What a Red-Headed Mama Can Do.
Stop, look, listen to me. Anybody seen my gal? Look what she did to me, and I thought she was my pal. Next gal I go and get must be blonde or brunette. Red-headed gals may be okay, but I'm here to say nobody knows what a red-headed mama can do. Do, 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 do. Give her a heart made of rock, she'll break it in two, two, right in two. There's no doubt that she's got a conscience and a mind, but when she steps out, she leaves them both behind. She can draw rings round a gal like Louisville Lou, 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 Lou. She can make a blue beard feel mighty blue, oh blue. To keep from talking without a muzzle is harder to do than a crossword puzzle, cause nobody knows what a red-headed mama can do. And a mind, but when she steps out, she leaves them both behind. She can draw rings on a gal like Louisville Lou, 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 Lou. She can make a blue beard feel mighty blue, so blue. Now you take a woman who is red-headed. If you got what she wants, she's gonna get it. Nobody knows what a red-headed mama can do.
Thank you.
Three of them for you, starting off with Cliff Edwards or Ukulele Ike or Jiminy Cricket, 1950. 25 for Pathé Records. Nobody knows what a redheaded mama can do. Then for Pacific Jazz Records in Hollywood, 1952, Jerry Mulligan Quartet and Fantasy, Chet Baker Trumpet, Mulligan Baritone Saxophone, Bob Whitlock on string bass, Chico Hamilton on drums. Then for RCA Victor in Chicago, 1941, Lonnie Johnson, his guitar and his singing and his composition, Somebody's Got to Go. Lil Armstrong was on piano, and Andrew Harris playing string bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Coleman Hawkins now, his All-Star Octet, 1940 for Bluebird Records. Benny Carter, arranging and playing trumpet. Trombonist J.C. Higginbotham. Clarinetist Danny Polo. And Hawk, of course, playing tenor. Gene Rogers, piano. Lawrence Lucy, guitar. Johnny Williams, string bass, and Walter Johnson, drums. And when Hawkins was in Fletcher Henderson's band in the early 30s, the great drummer Walter Johnson was in that band. We will hear My Blue Heaven, The Sheik of Araby, Bouncing with Bean, Bean another name for Hawkins, and When Day Is Done. Thank you. Coleman Hawkins, his octet, and his tenor saxophone. 1940 for Bluebird Records. Benny Carter and Hawkins doing arrangements. And Benny Carter's usual instrument, the alto saxophone. He's playing trumpet there for you, leading beautifully. Trombonist J.C. Higginbotham. Danny Polo, clarinet. Hawk, tenor. Gene Rogers, piano, Lawrence Lucy, guitar, Johnny Williams, string bass, Walter Johnson, drums. What'd they play? My Blue Heaven, written by Walter Donaldson, The Sheik of Araby by Ted Snyder, Bouncing with Bean by Hawkins, and When Day Is Done by Robert Catcher. Coleman Hawkins, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Eyes on Fremont, a locally owned Seattle business where trained staff helps find the right pair of glasses for each person's individual style and taste, providing the latest freeform lens technology and a mix of frames from small independent eyewear designers. Info at eyesonfremont.com.
Just you and me. Set 'em up, Joe. I've got got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. Got the routine, drop another nickel in the machine.
That's Noreen Tate, 1960 for Elektra Records, One for My Baby, written by Harold Arlen, lyric Johnny Mercer, for the film The Sky's the Limit. Isaac Royal playing the piano behind her, Al Hall bass, Sonny Greer on drums. Noreen Tate, 1960, One for My Baby. Chicago pianist Joe Sullivan now, 1955 for Down Home Records. He's going to do Don Redman's Save It Pretty Mama, and then his own composition, Just Strolling, and then segue to his Decca recording of 1935 of Just Strolling. For your enjoyment, pianist Joe Sullivan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sullivan at the piano, and two from an LP he did for Down Home Records, 1955 in Los Angeles, Save It Pretty Mama by Don Redman, and Sullivan's own Just Strolling, and then the original Just Strolling for Decca Records, 1935, and Joe playing his piano. Joe Sullivan, 1955, here on 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Owner Michon Rhodes offers customers personal attention in three ways. She oversees every job, offers design consultation, and only uses her own employees for installation. Info at KeystoneWindows.com.
Joe Sullivan had a band in New York in 1940 called the Cafe Society Orchestra. Barney Josephson was the owner of Cafe Society. There was one uptown and one downtown. And Joe had a job. And Barney was a great guy. He just said, play some music. Well, here too with that band, I Cover the Waterfront by Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman with Helen Ward singing, and then Low Down Dirty Shame with Joe Turner.
Thank you. boy walking in the rain. I was standing in my window, saw a poor boy walking in the rain. I could hear him say, it's a low down dirty shame. I walked the streets all night long, till my feet is soaking wet. I walked the streets all night long, till my feet are soaking wet. I haven't seen nobody look like my baby yet. It's a low down love shame.
Sullivan's Cafe Society Orchestra and his piano, 1940 for Vocalion Records. I Cover the Waterfront, written by Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman, and Helen Ward sang that for you. And Low Down Dirty Shame, written by Joe Turner, and he sang it for you. Fine work in there by Ed Anderson on trumpet, Benny Morton's trombone, Danny Polo's tenor, Edmund Hall's clarinet, Freddie Green rhythm guitar, Hank Porter doing some drumming, and also Johnny Wells on the second. Joe Sullivan, Cafe Society Orchestra, right here on 885 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Auburn Symphony Orchestra, performing works by French composer César Franck. Saturday and Sunday, February 20th and 21st at the Auburn Performing Arts Center. This three-piece concert features piano soloist Mark Solman. Tickets at auburnsymphony.org.
Ethel Waters now, 1931 for Columbia, with an all-star cast behind her. Manny Klein trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Joe Venuti violin, Rube Bloom at the piano, Eddie Lang guitar, and Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone.
If we can't be sweethearts, this much we can do. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk. All is my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Again, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Although our intimate friendship ceases from now on. And get this straight, if there's anything about me you can't say real nice, then sugar, absolute silence at any price. Don't think that I'm gonna grieve at losing you, Big Shot. In fact, I'm too modest to admit that I've known or had better men than you put on the spot. So don't worry about me, how I get along. Just as long as you don't pan me.
Ethel Waters, 1931, for Columbia, Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, written by Sam Stepped, Sid Clare. Manny Klein, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Joe Venuti, Rube Bloom, Eddie Lang behind her. 2 years later, 1933, Ethel Waters was backed by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. This is a Victor Young, Ned Washington, Joe Young hit from 1933 called 100 Years From Today.
Life is such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're near a heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign for you to cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Ethel Waters singing for you with Benny Goodman's orchestra, 1933, for Columbia Records, 100 Years from Today. Written by Victor Young, and Ned Washington and Joe Young did the lyric. It's before Goodman hit it big, but an all-star cast. Charlie Teagarden and Shirley Clay playing trumpets, Jack Teagarden trombone, himself on clarinet, Art Carl, tenor saxophone, Joe Sullivan, piano, Dick McDonough. On guitar, Artie Bernstein. String bass, and Gene Krupa on the drums. Here is Errol Garner.
Thank you.
Solo piano, 1957 for Columbia Records. If I Had You, written by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, and Ted Shapiro. And You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, written by Cole Porter. Earl Garner, 1957, Columbia Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.